From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjik. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your weekend because that was the last weekend of summer. We are just 2 days away from fall. It officially starts Wednesday at 3:20 p.m. Something I want you to look out for today is the full harvest moon. It will officially be full tonight at 7:54 and moonrise is at 7:38 p.m. Of course, when we talk about a full moon, that means that we are tracking higher than usual tides. And I've seen on some posts online talking about how we're now in king tide. That's not true. Our typical king tide season is October and November, but because the September full moon is a little bit later this month, there could be a little bit of a lean toward the king tides and what would be higher than usual tides anyway. Of course, if you want to learn more about this, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish actually wrote about this last year in the Burrish blog. You can find it by heading to actionnewsjax.com. Something else that I found really interesting about the harvest moon is that it is the full moon nearest the September equinox. The harvest moon typically is in September, but about every 3 years, it is in October. So the September full moon is the harvest moon, and then the October full moon is going to be the hunter's moon. But bottom line, if you are able to see it tonight, I know we will have mostly cloudy skies. Please take a picture and send it to us by heading to actionnewsjax.com/sunrise. We will find your photos there and likely will show them on TV happening tonight. But we will have mostly cloudy skies today with scattered heavy rain and storms. Temperatures will be in the mid 80s, dropping down tonight into the low 70s under mostly cloudy skies with occasional showers. Showers start in the morning on Tuesday, then scattered storms develop by the afternoon with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy Wednesday with scattered showers and storms across the area as a cold front approaches from the west. Highs will be in the upper 80s. The front will move through the area by Thursday. We will have a sun cloud mix with an isolated shower chance, highs in the mid 80s. Then the drier and cooler air mass will settle in behind the front by Friday. It will be mostly sunny and nice. We're talking about slightly lower humidity values with temperatures in the low 80s. And that will do it. I hope you guys enjoy the very last few days of summer. I'm Action News Jax, meteorologist Alyssa Pedjik for 104.5 WOKV.